Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Seahawks team is fantastic. They are number 3 in yards per play on both offense and on defense. To get more information on just how well they've played this year, let's talk to Corbin Smith, who's a reporter on Seattle for the Emerald Spectrum. Corbin, thank you for hopping aboard. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Sure thing.
So I guess because they're out of sight, out of mind, cross country, Pacific Northwest, I get the sense Commanders fans don't have a very good beat on what Seattle is. So catch us up to speed. How's the season gone so far?
Well, they've gotten off to this 5-2 start, but the way that they've done it to an extent has been a little bit surprising. The defense was expected to be one of the best in the NFL, and even with some injuries, Julian Love's missed a bunch of games, Devin Witherspoon's missed a bunch of games. Even with some of those guys being in and out of the lineup, they've still got a top 6 scoring defense in the NFL. They've been generating pressure as well as anybody. They're getting back to quarterbacks for sacks. The defense has lived up to the hype for the most part, other than having one little setback against the Buccaneers. That was expected. What was not expected by many people is that this was going to suddenly be a top 3 passing offense in terms of explosiveness. They have been just eviscerating opponents with downfield throws this year. And Sam Darnold has thrived in Clint Kubiak's offense. The run game has been a work in progress, and they've had some issues on that front, but it hasn't mattered because Sam Darnold and Jaxon Smith-Njigba, that's been as good of a QB receiver duo as you're going to find in the NFL this year. Those guys have been just they've been torching opponents. They've gotten good production from tight end A.J. Barner. Cooper Kupp's done some nice things. They've been able to get rookie Torrey Horton involved quite a bit in their passing game. So the way that they've put points on the board as a top 5 scoring offense this year in the NFL, I think a lot of people going into the year would have suspected, if that was the case, that the run game was going to be a big part of it. But it's been an offense that's been built around the passing attack, even after trading DK Metcalf and Geno Smith this offseason.
Corbin, one more kind of on this perspective. Why do you feel like, and maybe it hasn't been your experience to this point, I feel like people don't quite know how good this team is. Maybe you know, because they saw them lose to San Francisco or that epic back and forth with Tampa that they dropped. But this is a really, really, really good team, and I feel like they're not in anybody's power rankings. They're not in anybody's top 2 or top 3. And you know, just because everyone's always seems to be focused on something else. Have you felt that? And why do you think that is?
You know, I think the Seahawks are more than happy to keep that going and just kind of be hovering under the radar. But I, You know, I don't know if it's a location thing. I don't know if it's because the preseason expectations for a lot of people were so low. I mean, I could speak to this. I'm going to, you know, obviously as a Seahawks reporter, I look at it from an unbiased perspective, but I thought this team was going to be good going into the season, but there were a lot of people outside of the Pacific Northwest that just, I think the biggest thing is they didn't think Sam Darnold was going to be able to do what he did in Minnesota away from Minnesota, especially with Seattle trading DK Metcalf. I think there was a lot of skepticism that Sam Darnold could still be a top 10 quarterback like he played last year in Minnesota. In many ways, he's been better this year than he was with the Vikings last season. The most notable thing is he used to say, like, I know he got a lot of flack for saying that he saw ghosts in New York. He's seeing ghosts now, but he's a ghostbuster. Like, the dude has been outstanding against pressure this year. He's thrown a number of touchdowns while taking hits from defenders. He's extended plays with eyes in the back of his head. Like, he just looks like a different dude in that regard, and he's playing with great confidence. I just don't think many people outside of Seattle expected that he was going to be playing anywhere close to this level, and that's really what I think was setting the low expectations of this team, even with a top defense. I think a lot of people were skeptical the offense was going to be good enough, and that has turned out not to be the case here in these first seven games.
Yeah, Darnold on pace for 4,300 yards and 30 touchdowns this season. Corbin Smith breaking down the Seahawks for us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. How about the emergence of Jaxon Smith-Njigba? It's not like it's out of nowhere because he's a high draft pick who was beloved coming out of school, but he has found a new gear. He's leading the NFL by almost 100 receiving yards right now with 819.
He has just, he's taken what he did the end of last year, and he has just, you know, sometimes they talk about sophomore jumps. It's been a year three jump for him. He's gone from being, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that he had 1,100 receiving yards last year. It's not like he was afterthought in their offense. And one of the reasons that I was not surprised that DK Metcalf got moved by the Seahawks, I don't think Metcalf was the number one receiver anymore the second half last year. It was Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So he had already jumped into that role, and this offense just suits him so well in terms of that Shanahan West Coast style where there's a lot of attacking in the middle of the field. He is a monster over the middle on crossers, drag routes, but he's also proven that he is one of the best deep ball receivers, which that was the one thing that I was skeptical about a little bit coming into the league, is he going to be a guy that's going to be able to generate enough separation? But he's such a smooth route runner, and the thing that really sets him apart, and you could see this in his agility testing, he might not be a 4.3 guy, but he had one of the fastest three cone times you're ever going to see. The guy picks up speed fast as any receiver in the league. That allows him to come out of his breaks and get a couple steps real quick on guys, and he's able to take the top off defenses doing that. And so far, nobody's had answers for him. I thought the Texans might be the best equipped to handle him, and he still went for over 120 receiving yards against them. So he has just been, he's been doing it to everybody, and he is right now clearly a first-team All-Pro receiver and might even be in the periphery when you're talking about MVP candidates. He's on pace to break Calvin Johnson's receiving record, just to put it in context.
Corbin Smith, Emerald Spectrum, joins us to break down the Seattle Seahawks here on G&D. Mike McDonald, let's get into him. He's somebody, frankly, Corbin, that I wanted here when the hiring process was kind of going on, whenever I was doing that Kevin Musical Chairs. I'm a big fan of his from afar. All he's done is gone 10-7. They missed the postseason last year, but a 10-7 team in year one, 5-2 here in year two. They're good on both sides of the ball. What are the kind of the thoughts on him, early report card?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the thing that he has done that's been most impressive, you know, you took over for the winningest coach in franchise history in Pete Carroll, a man that is beloved and is legendary in the Pacific Northwest. And one of the big things that Carroll did all his years here was build an incredible culture. Mike McDonald's been able to come in and leave his own imprint, but he didn't completely dismiss what was already there. And he has dudes bought in. And the thing that was really telling this offseason, guys, they, you know, OTAs, a lot of teams in the NFL, veterans stay away for a good chunk of those. That was not the case this spring for the Seahawks. You had Leonard Williams. You had Cooper Kupp. You had DeMarcus Lawrence. All of these veterans, they had two or three OTAs that were open that reporters were at where they had a 98%+ participation rate, like for OTAs. That's all you need to know. Mike McDonald has these dudes bought in, and he's had them bought in since he arrived. And you're seeing it in that kind of setup on the field too. These guys will run through a brick wall for him. I think schematically he is as sharp as anybody on the defensive side of the football. He does a great job of making in-game adjustments as well. He has proven to be an outstanding young coach here now midway through his second season that just continues to get better. And I think now that he's got offensive assistants that are more in the vision of what he wants, last year didn't work out with Ryan Grubb, went out and got Clint Kubiak. Now that he's got coaches that really fit his entire vision, both sides of the ball, you're seeing it manifest into one of the most complete teams in the NFL.
Corbin Smith covers the Seahawks with us on Grant and Danny to scout Seattle. So we've talked a lot about the offense. You were just talking about the mastermind of the defense. Let's go to that side of things. I mean, this defensive front, just going back and watching some of their games, it's pretty amazing. What Leonard Williams is doing, Byron Murphy's just incredible. Jaron Reed has been good against the run. DeMarcus Lawrence, who chose Seattle over Washington, the comments he said at the time where he thought Washington was too close, which is funny to think about now. But that front's really, really good, and they're number one against the run. They also rush four at the highest rate in the league. They barely ever blitz. What do you make of the way that group's playing?
Well, last year this was a strength for this football team, and they just doubled down on it. Big Cat Leonard Williams is still playing at an all-pro level. I don't know how he did not make an all-pro team last year with 11.5 sacks, 16 tackles for loss, a pick six that went 92 yards. I mean, he had stats that nobody else had in the NFL, and he didn't even get second team consideration. So he's a guy somehow that keeps hovering under the radar for what he should be, but he's having another great year. And Byron Murphy II, talk about a sophomore jump. He had half a sack last year. He's got 4.5 already this season. He has been incredibly dominant against the run. Teams are doubling him, and Big Cat, they're trying to mix and match that, and it's just not working because both these guys can one and two gap, and it just opens things up for Ernest Jones and Drake Thomas, their linebackers, to be able to stay clean and go make plays. And setting the edge, DeMarcus Lawrence, still as good as anybody at doing that, brings the physicality, the toughness. That is rubbed off on everyone else. It's really helped having a healthy Uchenna Nwosu back. He's got 5.5 sacks in what is turning out to be a comeback player of the year worthy season after two injury marred years. That has really given this team an incredible amount of depth and balance, and they're going to be even better with Derek Hall coming back from injury and ready to play this week as well.
So here's my devil's advocate. By the way, just for the sake of argument, I think Seattle's really good. I think their defense is excellent. Okay, but let me do the guy grasping for a little bit of hope here, Corbin. The one good offense they've played is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who scored 38 on them. How did they do it, and how did they maybe expose potentially where Seattle's vulnerable against a good offense?
I think the biggest problem that game is that the Seahawks were missing Devin Witherspoon, Reek Woolen, and Julian Love all at the same time. And they were playing a lot of backups together that had not played snaps in games together. Since then, some of those guys have played more snaps together, and they have looked much better. There was a number of communication breakdowns. They really missed Julian Love's presence in that game. But they've been able to weather the storm the last few weeks. The other three games that Julian Love has missed, they haven't given up more than 20 points in any of those games. Ty Akata has played really sound football in his place at the free safety position. They've got Reek Woolen back healthy. They're going to have Witherspoon back for this weekend. So, you know, not to try to derail hope, this is a defense that has given up some big plays, and they have missed a lot of tackles. That is the one thing I would say for a team playing the Seahawks is, hey, if you've got guys that can create after the catch, this has been a team that's had a hard time getting guys to the ground at times. That has been better the last few weeks, but that Tampa Bay game was kind of a perfect storm. And I also think Tampa Bay, I'll tell you this right now, when they've got everybody around, like they didn't have Mike Evans in that game, that offense is as dangerous as any in the league, and they scheme as well as anybody. And there were some plays there that they just flat out out-schemed Mike McDonald, which does not happen very often. So I think it was the scheming and the injuries that the Seahawks had that were the real problem in that game.
Have they been tested much by mobile quarterbacks, thinking about some X factors maybe with Daniels running around? And what's your expectation for this matchup with Washington?
Yeah, they actually, it was before Kyler Murray got hurt. That was a couple weeks later, but Kyler Murray's always a guy that you got to be cognizant of his running ability. And he had one long scramble in the fourth quarter, but in the first three quarters, he had less than 7 rushing yards. So they did a really good job bottling him up. They sacked him 6 times in that game. Mike McDonald has a good understanding of how to build a game plan because he had to practice against Lamar Jackson for a couple of years as a defensive coordinator. So he's got a lot of experience with that. I think he's comfortable with that. Not that they are going into this without concern, because certainly they respect Jaden Daniels' talents. But this has been a defense that's held up pretty darn well against mobile quarterbacks. I think some of that's been the edge guys' athleticism, and they got linebackers that can run sideline to sideline that have the ability to be able to run down quarterbacks too.
What's the ceiling for the Seahawks team? Like, is this a championship caliber team in your mind?
Right now, I'd have them just outside the Super Bowl contenders. And could they be there by the end of the year? Absolutely. They've got a lot of good young players who, if they improve enough in quick time here, as they gain experience, Nicky Minwori, their rookie safety, being one of them that I think is an absolute game changer. That he missed 3 games with an ankle sprain, but he's been really impactful since he came back from that. This is a team that could very easily, if they get their run game going a little more consistently the way they wanted to, and some of their young players really take off in the second half, Sam Darnold can quarterback a Super Bowl team. I am convinced of that at this point. They've got weapons. They've got a defense that's got weapons at all 3 levels. I just think right now there's enough question marks for me where I can't, you know, securely put them in a Super Bowl window. But by the end of the year, I could see this being a team that absolutely could be in that discussion.
Corbin, I mentioned 3-point favorites on the road for Seattle. Would you be surprised if they didn't win this game?
I think Seattle should be the favorite, and not just because of the way that they are playing and the injuries that Washington's got, but they've got this really weird mojo going on the road. I mean, Mike McDonald's on pace to break the record for the most road wins by a coach in his first 2 seasons. They went 7-1 last year, and they're 3-0 this year. They have been really good away from Lumen Field. Ironically, they have lost a lot of games at home, which is still mystifying to me, but whatever they're doing, these guys have been ready to play, and it hasn't mattered what time it is. They have been ready to play when they go on the road, especially on the East Coast. So I think Seattle should be favored. They have had some issues with self-inflicted stakes, though. And if you make enough of those on the road, especially with Jaden Daniels being back, the Commanders can absolutely find a way to get this done. I think probably 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 games between these teams right now is constructed. I'd take Seattle, but I would give the Commanders an outside shot to win with their quarterback and some of the pieces they have on their defense.
Corbin, great insight, man. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Much appreciated. Good info. That's how we scout the opponent. Seattle is good. They're coming in here on Sunday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.